This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. CPN-UML Secretariat meeting decides to form Constitution Amendment Task Force soon, removes former Vice Chair Bhim Rawal from party's organized membership, concluding he conducted activities against party interest. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithibi Subba Gurung reaffirms that the government will not spare anyone named in Parliamentary Investigation Committee's report on cooperative fraud. The Ministry of Health and Population hosts conclave for strengthening healthcare. And officials say 28 people survive in plane crash in Kazakhstan that killed dozens. Now, the news in detail. The CPN-UML has decided to form a task force comprising leaders from the ruling Nepali Congress and UML to review and amend the constitution. Furthermore, CPN-UML Deputy General Secretary Pradeep Gewali shared that a separate task force would be formed comprising four persons each from the two ruling parties to conclude the bills under consideration in the parliament. The meeting also observed that the party was happy with the performance it made in the coalition government with the Nepali Congress so far. Moreover, the meeting also scheduled the next Central Committee meeting for January 5th and 6th, setting the agendas for discussion. In the meantime, the CPN-UML has also revoked the party's organized membership of former Vice Chairperson Bhim Rawal, saying he conducted activities against party interest. Deputy General Secretary of CPN-UML, Pradeep Gemali, said that the decision was made by the party's secretariat meeting held yesterday. The meeting concluded that the Rawal's action had a weakening effect on party rather than contributing to its strength. Additionally, the meeting called for clarification from leaders Dr. Binda Pandey and Usha Kiran Timmelsina regarding their comments on the under-construction central office of the party. The two leaders have been suspended for 6 months. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Urban Development Prakash Man Singh says the constitution amendment process will be forwarded in consensus of all political parties. Speaking at a program in Rupandehi yesterday, Minister Singh emphasized that the constitutional amendment process will proceed following discussions with all political parties and confirmed the formation of a task force to oversee the amendment. The Deputy Prime Minister further mentioned that the government is implementing strategic measures to revive the economy and noted that signs of improvement are already becoming evident. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithibi Subba Gurung says the government will not spare anyone named in the Parliamentary Investigation Committee's report on the cooperative fraud. Speaking at an event organized by TAMU, or Gurung Media Persons Association in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Gurung emphasized that the government's firm resolve to hold accountable those involved in the misappropriation of cooperative funds. Minister Gurung, who also serves as government spokesperson, further asserted that individuals, whether they are leaders or cadres of any political party, will be brought to justice. The Ministry of Health and Population is hosting the Nepal Health Conclave in Kathmandu today and tomorrow. According to the ministry, the two-day conclave has been organized to strengthen the health system of Nepal by mobilizing the knowledge, skills and resources of Nepali diaspora health professionals and local health and public health workers. As many as 1,000 participants registered from 90 countries are attending the conclave with the slogan Connecting Diaspora for Healthcare Strengthening. Minister for Water Supply Pradeep Yadav says the ministry is taking initiatives for preparing the environment for providing potable water from Melamchi River to the Kathmandu denizens throughout the year. In a discussion held with the ministry officials and employees yesterday, the water supply minister called for carrying out works so that water from Melamchi can be supplied in the Kathmandu Valley round the clock. The Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock Development has established a pesticide residue testing laboratory in Dhalkebar of Dhanusa district. The laboratory has been set up to assess the quantity of pesticide residues in fruits and green vegetables that are brought to Dhalkebar market from different places in the district. According to the President of Agricultural Market Management, Budheswar Mahato, the Central Agricultural Laboratory under the Ministry operated the facility to ensure the availability of agricultural products free from pesticides residue to locals. The Upper Tamakosi Hydropower Project, which witnessed a halt in electricity generation following the damage caused by rain-induced flood and landslides in late September, has partially resumed production. The 456-megawatt project, remaining the largest hydropower project among those in operation in the country, has resumed operation since Tuesday evening. According to the project, the partial 120-megawatts power generation was resumed after 88 days of the closure. The disaster caused by the incessant rainfall on September 27 and 28 damaged the project infrastructure significantly. The International Balloon Festival, taking place in the tourist city of Pokhara, has created more vitality in the market there as the city has received more domestic and international visitors. Ahead of the New Year 2025 and Christmas, the International Balloon Festival is happening in Pokhara since December 24th on the bank of Fewa Lake and will last for 9 days. Chairman of Balloon Nepal, Bikram Bade, said the festival is being organized to promote tourism through adventure sports. The Hot Air Balloon Festival is expected to entice more tourists to visit Pokhara, since Pokhara Metropolitan City is marking the Pokhara Visit Year 2025. Hot Air Balloon pilots from 15 countries and 17 different types and sizes of hot air balloons are participating in the event. The Balloon Nepal is conducting commercial balloon flights in Pokhara since 2017. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for some international news update. Local officials say dozens of people have survived a crash involving a plane carrying 67 people in Kazakhstan. Kazakh authorities said 38 people were killed in the crash. Kazakhstan's emergency ministry said at least 28 people survived and were hospitalized. Unconfirmed reports from Russian media said the aircraft might have collided with a flock of birds before crashing. Officials said plane's black box flight recorder had been recovered. A spokesperson for Russia's Federal Air Transport Agency said preliminary information showed the pilot had chosen to divert to Aktau after a bird strike to the airliner led to an emergency on board. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the influence of westerly winds and the partial influence of a western low pressure system across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy to mainly fair in Kosi and Gandaki province and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Furthermore, in view of possible foggy weather in some parts of Tarai and Kathmandu Valley on Friday morning, the department has urged the general public to remain alert and adopt safety measures accordingly. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 6.7 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is recorded as 17.2 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. UML Secretariat meeting decides to form Constitution Amendment Task Force soon, removes former Vice Chair Bhim Rawal from party's organized membership, concluding he conducted activities against party interest. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithivi Subbagurung affirms that the government will not spare anyone named in the Parliamentary Investigation Committee's report on cooperative fraud. Ministry of Health and Population host conclave for strengthening healthcare, and officials say 28 people survived a plane crash in Kazakhstan that killed dozens. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, radionepalonline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.